Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we always talk about our weekends on Monday. DZ going to be joining the show for What Would DZ Do? And we'll see how it goes. I'm very excited to have him back, even for just a little bit today. All right. This weekend, I wish I had more to report, but you guys remember how I went to the Brewers game on Thursday and then I came in on Friday and I was dying and I was like, I'm too old for this. Anyway, because I went out drinking and stayed out late. So Friday, when I got off the air, I went and got my kids. We went to Pizza Ranch in Sussex. We ate our faces off. We played games and I went home and I slept until late on Friday night. It was phenomenal. Food and sleeping. It was my whole Friday. And then the rest of the weekend, we did stuff around the house, yard work, shopping, you name it, enjoyed the weather. So my weekend was uneventful. I basically needed to sleep off the Brewer game for a good day. And then I was able to pick it back up and get things done around the house. What did you guys do this weekend? I want to know. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Oh, happy Monday. Good morning, Saucy.
Happy Monday.
Saucy, it's officially summer. I'm in a good mood, you know.
It's great.
Oh, it's beautiful outside. All right, Saucy. So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, on Sunday, I cleaned out my garage.
I did that this weekend, too.
It was such a perfect weekend.
Oh, it felt so good. Yes, it was the perfect weather to do stuff because it was nice enough. Yes, I'm so with you. Go on.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, I went to, for the first time in over 20 years, I went to Six Flags.
Stop it. You should have led with that, Saucy. How are you going to
wait? I know, but oh my gosh, that's way too exciting. That's the last part.
So you guys went to Six Flags. How was it after all these years?
Oh my gosh, it was so great.
Is it totally different probably than when you were a kid?
There's only like two or three roller coasters that are still there from when I was
that
a kid.
You remember. So, yeah, so yes. I have to say it, Saucy, but there's probably 17 new ones since we were born. Let's be real.
That's a fact. But it was so great.
Wow. Well, that must have been a time warp to go 20 years ago and then finally go back again this time.
I was having flashbacks of my mother walking so fast we couldn't keep up.
That sounds like my kids.
Yes.
I'm always like, let's go, move it. We're not going quick enough.
You don't keep up, sorry. Oh, well.
Saucy, that is so relatable for so many people trying to keep up with their parents, whether it's an amusement park or anywhere else. That's funny. All right, Saucy. Well, thanks for calling and Sharon. We'll talk to you later.
Much love.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So 414-533-1037. Kelly in Sussex said, I'm visiting my brother and his family in Ocean City, Maryland. I got some beach time listening to you on the Odyssey app. Love that, Kelly. Love that you're listening. Sherry and Mason in Caledonia also texted in and said Mason had a baseball tournament all weekend. First game was Friday at 8 a.m. Didn't win the championship, however, they did last weekend. Shout out New Berlin Heat. Okay. Good job, boys. Nice. Well, I don't want to say this. I know Mason might be listening, Sherry, or he's going to listen later because it's summer. You can't have them win every game. I'm sorry. I was just talking about this with my boss and my kids about how we will make them lose because you have to teach them about sportsmanship. So it's okay to lose sometimes. It's definitely okay. All right. The question of the day, what did you do this weekend?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Ooh, Bella said she went to the Kenosha Farmers Market and Harbor Markets. You got to come down and check it out, Allie. They also have adoptable rescue puppies. Nope, Bella, stop trying to get me to get another dog. I have to fix my broken fence first. I'm seeing all your texts coming in. Carl and Indy said, I worked this weekend. I had a Lyft ride from Milwaukee to South Bend, Indiana, and it was over a 200-mile ride, but boy, it was a big payoff. How much did you make on that, Carl? How much do you make on a ride when you drive someone from Milwaukee to South Bend? I have so many questions. Wow. Okay, I'm going to start with Mike and Racine. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
You're trying to get your theme song last week. You missed on Friday. You couldn't get in. This is why it's so hard, but you're back. We're starting over day one, Mike. Let's go.
Yeah, we're gonna keep trying.
Okay, so I was just talking about sportsmanship. You were in a volleyball tournament this weekend. What?
Yeah, it's a grass volleyball tournament. It was up in Denmark, Wisconsin.
Okay, learning a new city in Wisconsin. Where's Denmark?
Yeah, it's up by Green Bay.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a little town, but.
Okay, so wait, so who do you play for that you had a tournament up in Denmark?
Yeah, so it's just like a turn, and you like make your own team, and it's 3 against 3. And
yeah.
So I just played with two of my buddies from the Appleton area.
Oh, and you just, it's just anyone can enter and you go up and try to win?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you can win money, and it's a really big thing in Wisconsin.
Wait, how much money do you win if you win?
It depends on the tournament, but this weekend, as a team, we won $750 between three of us.
Nice! Okay, Mike! Wait, very nice. I didn't know about this underground volleyball world you're teaching me about.
Yeah, it's huge. We have, like, the biggest grass tournament in the country. It takes place in Oshkosh. Unreal.
Okay, this is so funny because, you know, I joined a volleyball league. I don't know if you know about this, Mike, and it's on Monday nights. So tonight I will be playing, but there's no way in hell I'm doing three. I can barely keep up with six on the damn court, Mike. I can barely keep up with six, okay?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's in the grass. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we play in the sand, obviously, because, you know.
Yeah, that's so fun.
That's fun, too. But anyway, wow, I learned something new, and I learned about Denmark, Wisconsin. Mike, keep calling. Yeah. I like learning from you. Have a good day,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, really awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about your weekends and what you did, and I see all your texts coming in. Lori in Milwaukee said she went to Greek Fest at State Fair Park all 3 days. Most amazing food. Their chickens are to die for. You know I get down with the Euros, Lori. You know. Oh, I love a good Euro Greek. Oh, one of my top three favorite types of food. If you were to ask me, it might even be one. I don't know, but we're going to go to Roger in Milwaukee. I can't wait to hear what he did. Got his own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Yo, yo, good morning. Good morning, Allie DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the RGER. If you don't know, now you know. DZ, let's go.
Oh, yes. I was mouthing it with you. What up,
yo.
Roger? How was your weekend? Tell me what you guys did, you and the fam.
Oh, my God. Hangover 5. When you wake up in the morning, you got guacamole and whipped cream in your hair.
Yes! Woo! Yeah. Summer in Milwaukee, baby, if you got guacamole in your hair.
And whipped cream. I woke up. What the hell?
LeBron James? Okay, wait a second.
Oh my God.
So what did you have a party? What happened? Tell me.
Another party. Just party this weekend. You know, it was Father's Day. Barbecues all over the place.
Happy Father's Day, Roger. I can't believe I didn't say that out of the gate. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm detached from my father.
Happy Father's Day to DZ. I didn't get a chance to say Happy Father's Day to DZ.
No, we'll have him on. He's going to be back today. He's going to join us next for What Would DZ Do and see how it goes. And yes, Happy Father's Day to DZ because he's such a great example of a good dad. You too, Roger. So
for sure. Well, one of my youngest friends, he just turned 50 on Friday, and it was bananas.
Roger, you're not that old. Get out of here.
It was a bunch of old guys just hangover five.
All former garbage men in Milwaukee? Because I would sit at that table.
Hey, some were, and then some were.
I would sit at that table, and I would ask so many
police
questions.
Police officers, some were. Former garbage guys and police officers.
Wow.
It was crazy.
What a crew. Oh, my. All right.
I know.
So you had a good Father's Day, though, Roger, is the
great,
point.
Great Father's Day yesterday. The wifey cooked my favorite.
What's your favorite? Tell me what your favorite dish is. Go.
Oh, my God. When she cooks roast, it's off the chain. Just crazy.
I love a good roast. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, Roger. Thanks for sharing. You know what? Happy Father's Day. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So I see more of your texts. Natalie in Menominee Falls says they watched Triker Fest in Menominee Falls Saturday. I was about to say, what does that mean? But she told me here, grown adults drinking and racing tricycles in costumes if they wanted, all in support of the American Legion. That's hysterical. Wow. She said they're putting together a team for next year. Ebony went to Polish Fest. Yes, girl. They went to Polish Fest to walk to raise money for the St. Ben's Community Meal Plan. I saw you there on social media, Ebony, and I saw that you were doing something good for the community. So thank you for that. So hope everybody had a great weekend. Whoever said, Wepa, welcome back, Ish, DZ. I'm so excited. Yes, DZ going to join us next. Hold on.
What'd that one guy say after coming back from retirement?
What?
I'm back.
See, I've been waiting for this day. He's back. All right, let's get into What Would DZ Do.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
My friend is back. Welcome back, DZ. Even if it's just for a little bit today, we're gonna go slowly. We're gonna ramp up. How's that sound? Oh no, wait! I have to turn your mic on. It wasn't on. I forgot already.
Wow!
You're on now. Hi.
Morning. Hey. What up, bud?
DZ, we miss you. Everybody wants to know how you're doing. We're gonna find out on the show after, maybe after What Would DZ Do, if you have the stamina.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Of course, yeah, we're going to check in. We're going to keep seeing how I'm doing. And it's little by little, honestly, no pun intended, step by step.
Step by step.
I need to take my time.
Okay, well, DZ, are you ready for today's What Would DZ Do? Because everyone's been missing your advice.
I'm down. What's up?
Okay, so she's basically wants to know what to do because her man, well, she likes this guy and his playlist gave her the ick.
What? His playlist gave?
Yeah, she's not into his music. Hold on. She says,
okay.
I've had a mild crush on this guy I met at work. We've been flirting a little. And the other night, he sent me a playlist that reminded him of me. Sounds really sweet, right?
That's cute. Oh, yeah, no, that's cute. They made movies about that.
Mm-hmm. Except when I actually listen to it, it's one of the worst playlists I've ever heard.
Like
bizarre breakup songs, smooth jazz covers of 2000s bangers.
Okay.
And a random SoundCloud rap remix that sounds like they were recorded in a garage with a dryer running. It had no theme, no flow, just pure chaos. And now I'm second guessing everything. Do I say something or pretend that I loved it? Honestly, this guy's playlist gave me the ick, and now I don't know what to do.
Okay, hold on.
Help.
What I'm hearing is that he threw you a little Avril Lavigne, maybe a little Michael Bublé, and And then, so what? He like Lil Yachty. Are you going to fault him for all of these things?
I mean, yes, DZ. She said it was garbage. She said it was the worst playlist, one of the worst playlists she's ever heard. And you know what's funny? Hudson asked me the other day, he goes, I heard about your generation. You guys were into mixtapes, huh? That's what he said to me. Mm-hmm. I go,
you're damn right. Why'd he say it so offensively,
though? I don't know, because he has no idea how seriously we took mixtapes and how much they touched our soul when we gave them to people. I mean, mixtapes were everything.
Once a game, and once CDs were in the mix, what are you talking about, son? Like, you better go sit down somewhere, man.
He asked me what a Discman was the other day. I said, get out of here. Get out of my room.
You've never used a Discman or Walkman? Have you ever seen a radio in your life that's not in a vehicle, son?
Probably not. Probably
Do you
not.
Know what a boombox actually looks like? No. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
He has no idea, but he's 11. Okay, so DZ,
that's what's going on.
The problem
here. You actually helped me realize what I think is going on in this situation. I think they're young.
Oh, okay.
I think they might not be cultured in music yet.
I'm cultured in music. I don't want this nonsense. Come on, DZ. No.
I was saying, maybe my man's has an eclectic taste. And if it's not your fancy, I hear you. But then you can help usher him into the music that you do like. Because you can't limit yourself on liking somebody just because of the music.
DZ.
It's not like he gave you slasher killer vibes. If he gave you slasher killer vibes, hit it, mama.
DZ, but I would drop a dude over music. It is that important and fundamental to me. And one time I was driving to a bar with a guy and I wanted to listen to rap. And he was like, turn on hard rock. And I was like, we're done. I was like, nice knowing you. Actually, two guys I know did that. And I just pretended like I liked it. And then I was like, never again.
Now you're talking directly to me because I like me. You know.
You like rock music.
Hip-hop to the core. I love rap. But I do like different types of music. Mm-hmm. I like rock. I like some hard rock. I ain't gonna lie. System of a Down is one of my bands.
It's gotta be from your football days, dude.
it's even younger than that. No, my older brother and sister put me onto that when I was younger. So I've actually liked rock for a pretty long time, right?
Well, I like
a lot of my family in Colombia are rock musicians. I like rock. I'm not. This isn't a rock, you know,
heavy
roll
metal
versus rap and heavy metal. I like heavy metal. Oh. I mean,
damn it.
But my wife does not.
Shout
so when it comes on the playlist, she will skip that mug. And I get it. It ain't for everybody. I don't take offense to it. That's why it's a crafted relationship, right? We work with each other. I know that she's not a fan of some of my music. So when we're in the car together and she's like, I'm not trying to listen to SOAD right now. Go ahead, skip it, baby. I don't care.
Okay. Wake up. So wait, you're saying basically that this chick should hang on and not give up on this guy because his playlist gave her the ick. She likes
Correct.
This guy at work. He sent her a basically a playlist. They don't call mixtapes playlist. He sent her a playlist and she said
he forwarded her a link on Spotify.
Basically. She wants to know what to do. Does she say something or pretend she loves it? All right.
Nah, I think she said something. Definitely say something. Definitely
really?
Say it was trash, but say that now. This is what you got to see. People don't have game nowadays.
Okay.
You got to say, baby, you lucky you cute because otherwise I would have dropped you over this playlist.
True.
And then you got to usher him into the music that you do like. You got to show somebody something, man. Why you got to drop everybody without knowing the story?
Fine. I guess I was the only one who was going to drop him over the playlist. DZ says give him a chance. Look, 414-533-1037. Let me pull up the text. Caleb and Mequon said, yay, radio on Monday morning and I hear DZ. Woo! Somebody else said she's looking for a way out because he's not what she thought he was. Tell him the truth or leave him alone.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Babe. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I got my friend back. Hi, DZ.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's nice to hear that finally from my Colombian partner in crime over there. I've been trying with the Spanish.
So
I've been so bad. I needed you back in my life, DZ. All right. So, and my algorithm knows I'm trying to get better at my Spanish because now it's giving me the white people trying to learn Spanish videos every seven videos.
What you need to be doing is listening to the Latino music. That's what'll help. Little Bad Bunny in your life.
Well,
Little J Balvin.
I didn't say I'm not doing that too. All right, so speaking of music, ironically, the What Would DZ Do Today is about her playlist that she got from a guy. She likes this guy at work. She had a mild crush on him. He sends her a playlist because they've been flirting, and she listened to it. She said it's one of the worst playlists she's ever heard, and she's got the ick now from his playlist that he sent her. Oh,
I need to know the songs, bro. I got to know what songs were really in that playlist.
She just said bizarre breakup songs, smooth jazz covers of 2000
Michael
bangers.
Michael Bublé. Yep, Michael Bublé.
And random SoundCloud rap remixes.
That little something, probably Yachty Pump or Ba Ba Ba.
She said they sound like they were recorded in a garage with a dryer running.
Oh, Lil Pump for sure. Okay, yeah, no, it was Lil Pump. I missed that the first time.
Well, you said give it a break. Let the guy live a little. Give it a chance. But let's go see what our girl has to say. She is in Milwaukee. Ebony!
Hey!
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Why are you laughing at us?
What's happening, Ebony?
Because I'm always laughing.
Ebony, our girl. All right.
Hey.
Okay. What is your advice now? Because she's got the ick from the playlist he sent her.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like that's not enough to, like, you know, deem a person
I disagree.
Not eligible. I kind of feel like it's a little playlist. That's cute. People don't do that nowadays.
Wait a second.
You know what I mean?
Ebony, I agree. Yep. Sending music is the hottest thing ever. Like, send a song that makes you think of me. Like, women love that ish, and men probably do too, honestly.
And
but
you know what? Your music taste.
People don't do it.
They don't do it.
Music taste, and it's okay.
Ebony.
It's somebody from work, though. Let's talk about that.
Oh, that's the issue, not the playlist.
Different, no, but
yeah,
hear her
that's
out.
The
I
real
see where
issue.
She's going. I see where she's going.
That's the real issue. Because you shouldn't even be doing that. You make the business with pleasure already. You know what I mean?
Well, and not only because
you worried about a mixtape. No.
Well, there's
a mixtape.
Couple things we got to think out. One, you're right. Who wants to work together and live together? Ick. Nobody wants to date and work with their spouse once you finally get into it. It's fun in the beginning. In the end, you're like, get away from me, okay?
Unless it's a passion, y'all ain't trying to do that.
Seriously, unless it's like your shared business. Fair enough.
A business y'all start together. Exactly. Right.
Fair
right.
enough. Like, or a band. Right. Something like DZ said, a shared passion.
A band. Basically, I just feel like she doing too much. She just let the man like the music.
Too
she
early.
Likes. She likes the music she likes. And you never know. Opposites could attract.
You do know, because this is where I was going to say you guys are forgetting the fact that we listen to music. If you're a music lover like us, you listen when you're cleaning, you listen when you're exercising, you listen when you're walking, you listen when you're hanging out. You can't be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like the same music. Hear me
out. I disagree.
I disagree.
Because you can get put on the game. I fully disagree. You get put on the game with some serious bangers.
All right,
now,
fine. Forget you both.
Listen, am I the fan of Billy Gilman, my wife's favorite artist, who we trying to go to Boston to go see?
I forgot.
No.
Hell no.
No, I'm not.
Right, but he
I could care
wife,
less about
so
it.
So he going to listen to Billy.
But why did we play Billy Gilman in our wedding? Why was it one of the songs that we walked down the
because
aisle
you
to?
Were
because
my wife.
And I always over-deliver, too, son. So it's like, if you really about that life, you're going to be all right.
You do it for them is what DZ's saying.
You do it for them. And who knows? You might find yourself pumping your little foot to some little Yachty.
With the dryer in the background.
With the dryer just woo-toom-tooming, baby.
Oh, my God. All right. Look, I feel like to each they own, but you shouldn't even be worried about it.
Forget it. You know what? We're going to somebody else. Thanks for calling, Ebony.
I don't have to hear from you.
Bye.
Love you. She hung up on me. Forget her.
Get off the line, man. Bye.
Whatever. Fine. Also calling in. We'll get to the text, too. So she likes this guy at work. He sent her a playlist, and it gave her the ick. So let's go to Babe, a.k.a. Michael in Hartford. Hi, Michael.
Morning. Good morning. Oh, and please refer to me the proper name. Please. What?
Babe, as your wife calls
up,
you.
Babe.
Hi, babe. How are ya?
I'm good. My daughter is a month old today.
Happy Father's Day!
Oh, happy Father's Day, man.
Tell us, Michael, she got the ick from the playlist, the guy she likes at work sent her, and she's not so sure. What now?
What year are we in? Because that's pretty petty if you're going to give somebody a hard time about that.
Somebody said, Allie, you are so close-minded. Do you know how many men I've dated, like, country, and I push through? Let me live!
She didn't say country, though. She didn't say country.
Forget you.
My plethora of music ranges vastly compared to a lot of people my age.
And I agree.
like, you learn to love music.
Yeah.
Like,
well, as you get older, if you listen
yes. to it enough, and you're like, oh, okay, this actually isn't too bad of a song. Well, and then it's like, right. okay, what else do they have?
Can
and
I be honest?
Another thing.
And the other thing.
How did I get into Swedish house music? I have no clue, but it's there.
I'll tell you how, because you listen to Kiss FM, guys, because we are top 40. And if you like the songs on this radio station, it's because we're a mixture of all of the best of the best. The top country songs come to top 40. The top rap songs come to top 40. The top pop songs are on top 40. The top country mm-hmm. songs come to top 40. We are top, like, that's what we do.
Mix, baby. We mix
are
it all.
The mix, ironically. Not
Whoa,
our sister.
We are Kiss, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, you would have to like all kinds of music to like Kiss, you know?
Yeah.
In fairness.
Did you just say the name Billy Gilman, CZ?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, what, yeah, you dude,
that's one of my wife's favorite artists.
Well, then you haven't been listening to this show, Michael, because we had a whole...
I know.
What would DZ do?
He just had a baby. Oh. Give him some, cut him some slack. He just had a baby.
Oh, fair enough. I got heated there for a second. I got really angry. Sorry. DZ's wife loves him, and he doesn't want to go on a trip with her to see him. He was thinking about letting the friends go.
Oh, suck it up, DZ, and go with her.
You've got two little kids.
It's a weekend away from the kids, man.
True.
That's how we're trying to spend it, man. If I can give me some clam chowder and throw some tea in a harbor, I'll be all right. I'm fighting tariffs, too.
Okay, bye, babe.
Have a good one, guy.
Bye.
Later, babe. Peace, man. Good
there
to
he
hear
is.
From you.
There's the DZ. But, we're ramping up slowly. He's back, baby.
Hear me out, though, for real, for real.
Yes.
I got a perfect solution to this. Rather than just cutting them off and being like, ew, your playlist gave me the egg. Boy, bye.
Yeah.
Talk ain't mine. Why don't you make him a playlist back and say, oh, that was cute, a little weird, but let me show you how to really do it. You could turn this into a playful little exchange where game is now game and y'all are still flirting. And now it's a revolution of we had a growing moment together of remember when I liked Avril Lavigne, which I'm not hating on because I got a signed Avril Lavigne t-shirt, which I love and hold dearly to.
I like Avril Lavigne. I don't mind her.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just getting offended.
I'm just getting offended. All right, fine. You know what? Fine. Keep dating him is what DZ's. You're definitely back. Because you're the positive. The show's back, baby.
Let's get it.
DZ says, give him a chance. Get over the ick. I knew DZ was back because we're in such a deep convo off the air. And I was like, hold on, we got to go on the air.
All right, bet. Cool.
103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, welcome back. Woo!
Buenos dias, yo. It feels good to be back, straight up.
Honestly, so you and I've been kind of ignoring you, which may not be the best bet. But, you know, I know you and I... Even when we came by to see you on your birthday, I wanted to talk to you more, and Hudson was pulling me away from the door.
He's like,
we were
all
like,
right. We gotta let the man rest.
I'm talking to my friend. Let me live, man.
Oh, Sammy's been my little bodyguard. Every time somebody's come in, like, just to say hi, check up on us, whatever, Sammy will be like, all right, get up out the room now. My dad's got to rest. Come on. Come on. You come to the living room with me. Come on. I'll keep you distracted since you want to talk to this man so much.
DZ, you get to be on this week as little or as much as you want, okay? It's up to you.
Let's go.
We're going to start with what would DZ do every day this week. And if it's too much, we're going to stop. You're still here. You may be on for Am I the Jerk? And we're just going to go from there. It's up to you, but don't push it, okay?
Can I be honest? It feels really good.
I feel like
I got like... that adrenaline going. It feels like the first day of school or something. Like, and I know people are wrapping up school and don't want to hear nothing about school now, but I feel like I'm back and it feels really good because this has been missing. A lot of things has happened. And last week, bro, after last week, I needed to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Seriously, because you and I were just talking off the air about when somebody came into your house and you're literally on crutches. And if we have time and you want to stay after Am I the Jerk, you can tell this story because I would freak out if somebody just walked into my house. The story's crazy. You were telling me off the air, it's insane. So we
have
to talk about that. But I want to hear first about Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, DZ, because you have two babies, you and Aaron.
Beautiful boys.
You
That's
just
right.
had,
Sammy and Danny.
You just had knee surgery on May, 28th or 27th? So you're recovering.
27th.
People think you had a knee replacement. You didn't. You had your bone and cartilage regenerated, right?
My doctor's ribbing me because I was like, doc, so explain this in layman's terms.
Yeah.
I had an osteochondral allograft.
No, talk to me like I'm five, doc, okay?
I was like, so doc, if I'm to explain this to like a child, I had a partial knee transplant.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
And she was like, no. And I was like, doc,
yes,
osteochondral means, right, bone and cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
And then allograft means transplant.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. Allograft means transplant?
I wouldn't have known that. Yeah, yeah, no allograft.
Like I'm no doctor. I just date them.
Neither am I, but I've done enough research on the procedure I had. You know what I mean? Like, you go WebMD when it's something that's about to happen to your body. So,
absolutely. We look to see if we're going to die, and we always are, but that's not the point.
Exactly. But yeah, so in layman's terms, in the smallest terms, that my doctor would say, no, no, no.
Yeah.
I had a very tiny partial knee transplant.
Well, doc, I think it was more than tiny, okay?
But that's, yeah, it was big.
It was big. You're recovering. So wait, you're on crutches now because we have the update. What did you do for Father's Day?
So Father's Day was a little bit modified because I can only put 20-25% of my body weight on my operated leg. So I still can drive.
Wait, and is
I really
it your
still
right
can
or
be
left?
Without crutches. It's my right leg, so it's my primary foot.
It's the driving foot. Damn it.
It's the driving leg. It's the kicking foot. And I'm right-handed, right-footed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's my good boot. Yeah. So I got to take it slow. I am able to put a little bit more pressure until it starts to hurt. And then they said, obviously, get off it. Do what you got to do. Rest when you need to.
How long can you be on it until it hurts?
It's TBD. It really is. It's modified day by day. Some days are worse than others. If I bump my knee into something, a.k.a. Danny or Sammy bumps my knee, that changes it. So speaking of Father's Day, we didn't do too much. But at one point, me and the wife, we looked at each other after dinner and we're like, why don't we go get some sweet to eat? Dad's sweet tooth's active, and I wanted to step out the house for a little bit,
You're
right?
You're probably going crazy, yeah.
Understatement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to go to the dentist with Sammy later to get out the house.
So wait,
understatement.
Can I, like, come pick you up? Is that even allowed to, like, go anywhere or no?
Yeah, it just sucks because I got to stay close. I don't sit in cars comfortably.
They don't know. DZ. Anyway, go on. Okay, got it.
But if I'm situated, so for example, we went to Target, right? Okay. If I get one of the carts or if I'm able to be pushed in the wheelchair, my time to be able to be out is extended tenfold because then I'm able to be comfortable. I can stand up when I need to. I can sit down when I need to. I can stay mobile because my arms, I got good arms. I got arm strength. I could push myself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, for sure.
And if it's an electric scooter, even better, because then I don't got to push myself and nobody does either.
Okay, this is going to work out then. This is going to work. Summerfest already told me they're ready for us, and they have got a wheelchair with your name on it. We're going to put a Colombian and American flag, and I'm going to push you all over the Summerfest grounds. How you feeling
Colombian
about that?
And a KISS flag. And a KISS
flag. Sure, whatevs. Whatever you want. It's your wheelchair. I'm just here to push.
Let's go.
Whatever you want. So wait, so you went out and got in the car last night.
We got in the car. We went to Gordo's Bubble Waffles, and we got us a little bubble waffle for the win, man.
Nice.
Yeah, we took some pictures with the fam outside. Somebody literally rolled their window down and was like, DZ, it's good to see you. Well, what's up, man? It felt heartwarming just to be out with the family for a little bit, get a sweet treat. Gordo's is delicious. I had to give me the little Biscoff shake. My favorite.
I saw it on social media, you guys. I was like, look at him with his crutches trying to hold his babies. He could barely stand, but this guy's trying his best, man.
That was a 5-second endeavor. And in that moment, somebody went, hey, DZ. And I was like, hey, you're kind of taking my time right now. I got a limited time holding these kids, bro. They wild.
Hold on.
But it was good to be out, but that was it.
Okay.
40 minutes out the house, and then I was back inside because on crutches, I don't last very long. My legs start to swell immediately.
How long are you on the crutches?
For the foreseeable future.
God damn, we don't even know when you get a boot or anything. Dang it.
No, I won't have a boot because it's my knee.
You'll never.
No, I won't be in
a boot. Oh, yeah, because that's for the foot. I broke my foot. I broke my foot 100 years ago and I had a boot. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I won't be in a boot whatsoever. The progression is hopefully going to be crutches to maybe one crutch or like a cane. I'm hoping that I could just bypass all of that and keep my legs strong enough and not use a crutch or a cane ever.
Stop it. Come on, we want a cane. Come on.
I mean, the cane would be cool.
The cane would be amazing.
Come on, dog. You know me. My cane's going to be fire.
Decorated.
I have canes already. Like, let's be honest. I've owned canes for years, and I didn't need one before. I don't know if I saw this in my future, but I've been ready for it. I don't need the cane. I don't want the cane. But if the cane is going to be given, I am already prepared.
The cane is happening whether you need it or not. Okay? The end.
It's now part of my personality,
we should have a listener like a contest where people decorate canes, and you pick the one you want. That'd be amazing. Amazing. Oh my God.
I want them all.
Same.
I want to rotate through canes like I rotate through glasses, G.
We're going to get a tent at Summerfest and we get everybody a craft tent where we decorate canes. This will be amazing. Oh my God.
Say we won't.
We will. Oh, we will. I will not say we
Kiss
won't.
Kiss change for DZ. Let's go. Next endeavor. Passion project.
And then we are you listening, to Milwaukee? Nursing homes, and we actually do something good while laughing. See?
That part.
Okay, Alyssa in Brookfield, shout out to her. She texted in and said, didn't realize how much I missed hearing DZ until I turned my radio on to him this morning. Welcome back, my guy. Alyssa, girl, I knew how much we needed DZ. I can do the show, but it ain't the same, man. I miss your zingers, your one-liners. You're just funny, DZ. I miss you,
dog,
man.
I love being back. I love being back, for real. I miss y'all. I miss y'all, man.
We miss you, too. Well, Am I the Jerk is next. Do you want to stay for it? It's up to you. We're going to go step by step. It's up to you. We're going to play a song so you could decide.
We got to play a song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me stretch my leg while this next song runs, and then I'll decide. Okay. I hope I can stay.
I bet you can. All right. After Justin Timberlake, DZ's probably going to be here for Am I the Jerk, and it involves a rummage sale, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, I'm staying.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So DZ is back. We're very excited. He gets to leave if whenever he feels out in pain or uncomfortable. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, not fair enough. I mean, and it happens fast. It's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Once you're up and active and you're moving, like, yeah, well, your leg is going to get tired.
You don't realize after surgery how your body gets tired really quick.
I've never had it happen to where I need to focus my entire energy, all of my brain power, into moving one body part. You don't know how much your knee goes into working your entire body until you can't use your leg.
But
you know
it.
How when you could just like lift your leg up and just put your leg up,
you don't think about it. Sure.
Nope.
Not the case.
I have to physically engage my knee, my muscles, my core to move my leg.
Oh, well, don't move it.
It's crazy.
Don't move it right now.
I have to. It's part of my exercises. Well, it's part of getting the leg
what
back.
If?
I got to make sure this transplant actually sets in and is accepted by my body.
You're right. You're right. The knee transplant. I love that. We're going to start saying knee transplant. This is so good. Okay, listen. Well, somebody wrote in about a rummage sale, and you're not going to those anytime soon if you don't heal, DZ.
Say I won't. Ooh, I'll give me a wheelchair. I love a rummage sale.
So does everyone in Wisconsin. I can't drive one block without seeing rummage sale signs now every weekend, and I'm here for it, okay?
I'm missing it? No.
You are. And when my kids were little, I loved them because you got so much cheap kid stuff. Listen, I think it's a she. We got this emailed to us. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if they're the jerks for taking the rummage sign down. It's the neighbor's rummage sale sign.
Okay.
So they put a sign in her yard, but hear her out. She says, I live on a corner lot. We're kind of doing this together because I haven't read the full thing, okay? She said, I live on a corner lot in a subdivision, and we do not have sidewalks. So my property goes all the way to the roadway. Got it.
I hate those subdivisions.
I live in one. We have no sidewalks.
Yep.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Yep. I get stressed out when my kids are walking around the neighborhood, but that's another topic for another day. So
why is there no sidewalk? Anyway.
Another topic for another day. If you continue past my house, it's like a cul-de-sac or a circle of a road. So whether you go straight or turn at my corner, you're just going to drive in a circle and it's a dead end and there's only like 20 houses past my house. We already have issues with kids riding their bikes, walking, playing on our property to cut the corner. Or play on the hill in our front yard, so I have a no trespassing sign and a keep off the grass sign staked into the ground on the corner of our lot. You're already that neighbor.
I was going to say, you. All right, Clint Eastwood.
Do you remember meeting my neighbors at Hops for Hearts, DZ?
Yeah.
And Bob, they live on the corner. You met them. And he told me they have to deal with that now, where people always turn onto our street and cut the corner to sharp and it cuts all his grass off. But guess what Bob didn't do? Put a sign up like a weirdo, because come on, Karen. Okay, but I'm
gonna rock up.
she went all out. Okay, so let me finish reading this. She says, so the house about four houses down from me was having a rummage sale. One day they put their rummage sale sign on the corner of my lot to get people to turn, but if cars went straight they would still find the house because it just circles back around. So I went outside, I took the rummage sale sign from the ground, I removed it, I laid it down in the grass up against the roadway. About an hour later, I looked outside and the sign was back in the ground standing up. So I went back out there, removed it from the ground, and this time I set it on the ground right next to my no trespassing sign that was 5 feet away.
That's sending a message. Okay.
We're getting petty.
For real.
Yeah, the neighbors eventually came by and picked up their sign and took it home. If they just would have asked first, I would have let them put their sign there. Really, would you? Really, though?
No, she wouldn't.
She said, am I the jerk for removing a rummage sale sign that someone put on my property? Okay. There's so many layers. I hear why she's mad. It's not her their yard. It's not their property.
It's her lawn, and if she wants to say, get off my lawn, she has 100% just the right to do so. Is it bogus, though?
Yeah, I want to go against her because she's a Karen, and I want to be like, you're so no fun, so you're a jerk. But at the end of the day, if I get out of my feelings and my own emotions, I have to say she's not the jerk. Because when you were gone, DZ, I talked about my neighbor, the old lady next door. She came into my garage and knocked on my door leading to my house. You've been in my house.
Huh?
She came in the garage that was open.
She came in the garage?
And I was like, no, you... And everyone agreed. Everyone agreed.
Front door, ma'am.
Front door, ma'am. The front door was there. Everyone agreed she crossed the line. So when I think about stuff like that, I go, well, I'm not scared of her. It was okay that she knocked on the door. It was that she came in onto my property. So
through that threshold,
I can't judge this after what I went off about because I'd be a hypocrite, right? No, you can't. It's somebody's yard. You have to ask.
See, and here...
Even if she's being a Karen.
Here's where I agree and disagree, though, because just because you're a jerk doesn't mean that you were wrong. You could be a right jerk.
Oh.
I've had an instance where I've been a jerky, I was also justified in my reaction to do so, right? I wasn't a very nice individual to anybody involved,
but
I also was not wrong in my reaction to do so, right?
So
just because you are the jerk, in my opinion, does not make you wrong for the way you reacted.
Yeah.
Now, is this really severe?
Tough.
Are you maybe overly worried about it? It's not like they were announcing. I don't know, man. It's not like they were doing anything crazy. It's not like they were advertising political jargon or whatever. Yep. Not like they had put an offensive sign up or something that you were more uncomfortable with. They were advertising their own address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arguably. To just try to kind of clear their house and do whatever. So, do I think you're a jerk? Yeah.
Well, I think the whole neighborhood dislikes you. That's obvious. But you don't seem to care because you're the one who went and took the sign out of the yard. So, you don't seem to really care if they like you anyway. Because now
fair.
We're having a bleep swinging contest. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you put a sign in my yard for 3 hours. I'm going to show you. And then they put it back up. And then it becomes this back and forth. Sarah,
well, here's what happened. The family who rolled around and saw the sign was down probably was like, oh no, somebody knocked it down.
They're
like, oh no,
over.
It fell over. It fell over.
She wouldn't
they
be
didn't
that
think
mean.
Nothing of it until the second time when she pettily put it, you know, petitiously went and put it next to the no trespassing sign. Then they got the message,
And the reality
Karen, don't
is,
play that.
Even though it's not her responsibility, she could have just walked down there and been like, please don't put your sign in my yard. I mean, now we're confronting.
That would have been the move.
It's a confrontation.
That would have been the move, though. That would have been the move, though. At least been like, hey, next time, if you really would have let them put it up had they asked. But hey, guys, I noticed y'all put the sign up in the yard. It's cool that it's there now.
Yeah.
Next time, just knock on my door and ask or something. And then no harm, no foul, right?
Sarah and Maguanago texted in at 414-533-1037. You can text or call. Said she's the jerk. The sign will only be there for a short time and then it's over. Just let them. Sarah from Maguanago. Sarah. We're not saying she's not, like DZ said, I think you hit it on the nail. She's jerky.
but not wrong.
There's people texting in saying, not the jerk. So I can't wait to hear what everybody says next. Oh my, DZ. You ready to take calls? We're back. We're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, I got my friend back. Welcome back, DZ.
Wepa, buenos dias. It's good to be back.
Buenos dias. It's good to have you back, even if it's just partially. We're doing it one step at a time. We're starting on a Monday slowly.
Why do you keep making step jokes? Why you gotta...
I didn't even realize.
Ha-ha-ha. You're so funny. One step at a time.
You know what? I'll take a step back.
You need to take it slow.
My bad. I need to stop. You're right. I need to stop. Dang,
it's so good to be back,
bro. It's so good to have you back. All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for taking down her neighbor's rummage sale sign because they kept putting it in her yard. And so they kept taking it down, and you get the picture. All right, Megan is calling in Random Lake this morning. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're back. We're back, Megan. Good.
We're back.
Welcome back, DZ. It's nice to hear you again.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. It's good to be heard, and it's good to be received. I appreciate you. Thank you, yo.
I'm glad he's back. We don't have time for how are you. We don't care.
Oh, yeah, right. Megan. My bad. This ain't about a jerk. I'm over here just trying to talk. Like, what's good, girl? What's Random Lake up to?
Jerk or not the jerk, Megan?
Not the jerk. And this one's got me a little triggered. I have property on a corner lot as well. Mm-hmm. And we've owned the house for, like, 7 years, and we've had people... you know, walking through the middle of our yard. I mean, like, on our front walkway. We don't have sidewalks either. So people always cut through our yard to, you know, cut the corner, which I didn't mind. We live right by a school.
Yeah.
It was all cool and fine and dandy until my Ring camera started going off because people are walking on my front path to my front door. There needs to be a point where people respect your property, in my opinion, and all you gotta do is ask. I mean, it sounds like this person has had problems before with, again, you know, kids running through the yard. Fine.
You got the Bob problem. I talked about my neighbor on the corner, Bob. Everybody cuts
the same
his corner,
Bob problem.
But Bob is not acting like a Karen. Okay,
I don't. But when understand. It happens time and time and time and time and time again, you kind of like eventually maybe explode, right?
It gets exhausting after a while. It'll be like, okay, I have no sidewalk in my yard.
I am on
a corner lot, and there is a sidewalk across the street. Mm-hmm. Either walk across or at least teach, you know, how to have respect. Again, if it's your neighbor, you should just ask. Mm-hmm. And if they say no, they say no. Find somewhere else to put it. But listen, I'm not one of those people that would say
property.
No. I have signs, or we put signs in our yard because it was just so annoying. And I literally would have people walk over my private property signs.
Megan, we get it.
Really
Megan, you're triggered. We get it. And trust me, the no soliciting, I've done the same thing. I can't.
She is me. I actually wrote in. I'm defending myself.
What?
It's me. What? Fine. It's me. I wrote in. Okay. I wrote in. It's Megan and Random Lake.
Well, I do want to say somebody wrote in and said, where the heck is Random Lake? It's up in Sheboygan County. Come on, guys.
Come on,
man.
Get
it together.
You should have known that before I Googled it.
Right?
No, I did know you were up there in Sheboygan County. There.
Up there, right?
Yeah, all right. Megan, you're triggered, and you say not the jerk for taking the sign down. Thank you for calling.
Not the jerk. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Appreciate you. Have a good
Bye.
Day.
Oh, man, she was a triggered.
We were supposed to keep her anonymous, but she called in.
I mean, you would have. Seriously, DZ, I got to pull up another theme song here, because when you were gone, we got, wrong one.
Shit, we got a new theme song while I was gone?
Well, we didn't get a bunch, but you already know this one, because you met her in person, which is what inspired her to want her own theme song. Anna in Sherman Park.
Hey.
You know Anna.
I know Anna.
I just couldn't find her theme song because she's newer to the club, you know?
It doesn't matter.
Anna, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Got the squad in there. Buenos dias.
School's out.
Now get out of my car.
She said, not go by.
Seriously. Or get off my lawn, as we like to say with the rummage sale.
Ooh, put up.
All right, Anna, jerk or not the jerk for taking down the neighbor's rummage sale sign?
She's a jerk. Big jerk.
Okay. Big jerk. Go on.
She is a jerk because she is promoting people like me who obviously don't live in your neighborhood but want to rummage from entering into your community and seeing,
Oh, you think it's redlining? Oh, you think they're just trying to keep people out? Oh, I don't
totally get
She's like, whoever knows.
I don't want the sign on the lawn. But nah. I'm coming into your neighborhood and giving y'all some business. And who knows, maybe one day in the future, might even buy a house in your hood.
Well, I did that. I scare people every day. I moved to the suburbs. I'm that girl. But anyway.
I hear that, though.
But you know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know if that's what's happening.
I don't know if that's what's happening.
Because she's mad about everybody being on her lawn.
Everybody.
It doesn't have to do with rummage sales or people.
Well, then she should have never took it out on the people that were doing the rummage sale. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's just
Once you
not
see
a
the
fun
sign
neighbor.
Up, like you really got to be inspired to mess with somebody else's day and yeah. somebody else's money to go, this bothers me so much, I'm about to go take their sign down. Well, why?
And
why
I'll
does
say
it
this.
Bother you so much?
Because here's where she missed it. She's not picking her battles. Because I understand mm-hmm. why she's fed up with everybody being on her lawn and messing up her grass and this and that and not just asking, can I put a sign here before they actually do it, which is rude. Do you know what I'm saying? But she
yep.
picked the wrong battle.
Sure.
Like a rummage
this
sale sign
hill.
Is not going to destroy. I just, it was the wrong hill.
Now, somebody trudging through your lawn day after day, yeah, I might go out there and be like,
hell
hey,
yeah.
can you please stop? Can you please stop?
You know what?
Girl?
Yeah.
Like, you don't pay.
Hell yeah.
You know how much grass seed is nowadays? In this economy, you got me paying for grass mm-hmm. seed? No. No, mm-hmm. but it was a road sign, or not a road sign, it was a rummage sale sign,
bro. Yeah.
It takes 2 days max to have that sign up, even if people go 2 days. Most people mm-hmm. don't have the capacity to go more than an afternoon with a rummage sale nowadays. Mm-hmm. She wasn't advertising 7 Mile Fair, bro. It was her address
it
down the road.
Longer,
that's your neighbor.
It takes longer to color in the big letters on the sign than it's up in the yard.
It took you longer to worry about it and go out there and do something about it than to just ignore it and go Wait. About your day. Nobody was knocking on your door. She wasn't advertising nothing at your house. I'm with Anna on this one. Jerk.
I
mean, she's not wrong.
Also went to the rummage sale and found yeah. a treasure.
Well, thank you. Wrong hill. This was the wrong hill.
It ain't it for her. You say jerk, nope. Anna. Thank you for calling. Have
jerk.
A good day, okay?
We love you, Canal.
What?
DZ, we love you, Canal.
Oh, we appreciate you, Canal. She said, love you, homie. Hey,
oh, got it. All right.
Father.
Anna,
Let's
thanks
go.
For calling.
We love you too, DZ. We were teaching you something new, girl.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
At least they're working on her Spanish.
Bye. Adios. Adios. I gotta go. No, okay. Last but not least, Jason is in Tosa. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First time caller.
Love it.
Let's go, Jason. It's great to hear from you.
And DZ's back today, so you get to be a first time caller on DZ's day back. I love it.
Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you, man. Day one of getting you a theme song,
mm-hmm.
yes, sir.
All right, Jason.
I'll have to work on it.
Yeah, you will, because we're split down the middle, so you get to be the bad guy today and decide. She took the sign from her neighbor's rummage sale out of her yard twice before they finally took it back. Is she the jerk?
I say not the jerk.
Oh.
Because honestly, if she wanted to be the jerk, she would have went ahead and called the cops and, you know, to give the address to their home.
Oh.
They could have walked up and gave them a ticket. Now that
reported
them
for trespassing.
Oh, that would have been
that
real.
Would, yo, Jason, hold
and
on.
And most cities have ordinances against that. So.
Wow,
oh,
son.
Oh, right.
He's coming in with some serious knowledge because that really does change it drastically.
Uh-huh.
That would have been the jerk move of all had he done. Ooh,
uh-huh.
ooh Jason,
uh-huh.
yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know,
wow.
if you really want to be a jerk.
He's like, so.
No,
so,
say,
so
Jason,
wait.
Say less because you nailed it, bro.
Not
right
the
there.
Jerk.
Not the jerk.
He's saying he didn't get the
yep.
police involved. He didn't really call. He didn't get. They took the sign down and that was it. Not the jerk.
Really did the nice neighborly thing. Didn't even go over there and berate
mm-hmm.
him at all.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
That's
you're right.
What
same. And same thing hey, for my
Jason.
Old lady neighbor. I didn't call the cops on her. She's lucky.
Exactly. She was trespassing in your garage.
Which is crazy, right?
Full
and not
circle.
Right.
Full circle, Jason. We needed you today, my boy. You said not the jerk. And we now, yes. What Jason said.
Say less. Say less. Jason, call tomorrow. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Later, man.
Bye.
Peace.
And, you know, he was a dude, so he was quick with it. He was like, and boom, here we go.
Yeah,
here's
I'm
my
out.
Point,
Peace.
And
Not
I'm out.
Jerk.
I got to go to work.
Later.
Ah, DZ, it's so good to have you back. Overall, not the jerk for taking the sign. Do you want to stay for Benson Boone tickets? We're going to do this every single time, because if you do, it's up to you.
I think I got a bid for Benson Boone.
Fine.
I ain't going to lie.
Fine. Goodbye.
I got to move my leg around. I got to get
DZ,
some ice on
I'm
my knee.
I'm so happy you got to be here for What Would DZ Do and Am I the Jerk today. And if you want to be back tomorrow, you know I want you back.
I'm trying to be on for Benson Boone tomorrow.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Every day,
do a little bit more.
I would love that, because at some point you have to come on and share the story about how you almost killed someone in your house, which is not a joke. It's on your Instagram.
We say unalive nowadays. We say unalive.
I'm dying to hear the story about somebody walking into your house while you're on crutches. Like, we have to do that this week. Do you think we'll get to that?
I went into crazy dad mode, and I think maybe that's a story for tomorrow.
Maybe.
I'm not ready. I'm still a little shook about it. And it happened last week. I am shocked. I am still processing, and I've thought about it every single day. No lie. Between us girls, I dreamed about it last night.
You dreamed about somebody walking into your house? I don't blame you. I'd scare the hell out of me last night. The story's crazy. I'm
officially mortified from the situation, and it's not like I haven't lived a wild enough lifestyle to give me PTSD from something else. I don't need PTSD about a stranger walking in my house in Bayview.
Hi, Sammy.
Well, now the rest of the house is awake.
TT Alley loves you. Bye.
TT Alley says hi and behave, or else she ain't gonna bring you no toys.
That's
okay?
Right.
That's what she said, word for word.
Did he hear that?
Yeah.
I'm bringing him toys anyway. Whatever.
Come on, man.
He doesn't need to know that. Okay, fine. DZ, we got to go give away these tickets. Sold out Benson Boone. Summerfest kicks off on Thursday. And if you're ready in a week or two, I'm going to take you around Summerfest in a wheelchair.
If we got a wheelchair ready to go and can decorate it to our graces,
let's go. DZ, they told me. Jared,
is it motorized, Jared?
I don't know. But the marketing director of Summerfest said, we have got it. It's got our name on it. Your name, really. I just push.
Our name. Yes,
our name. Allie and DZ on it.
Yeah.
Okay, DZ, go get your move around. Move your leg. Love you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love y'all. Appreciate you, man.
Happy Father's Day.
I'm gonna go get some ice on my leg. Get my leg on this mobilizing machine and then get this guy to the dentist at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obviously not driving, but we're blessed with friends and family for a reason. So if somebody's going to come through,
call me.
You already know. And if we need to get scooped
up. Call me.
Listen.
I have to go to the doctor, and then I'm free all day with my kids. And, they're annoying anyway, so.
If the appointment wasn't so early, I would have hit you up. You would have been the person to go to, but we're working. So you got to hold me down in that regard. You're already holding me down.
Well, I'm trying. I don't know. Let's not push it, DZ. Let's not push it, okay?
Dog, 20-year game strong. You're not, you're just doing what you do. You don't need me. I'm just happy to be here.
I need you. DZ, we got to give away tickets. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
All right, I got to go. Bye. I just want to be here longer.
I know.
Okay, bye. Love y'all. Bye.
You know what? Screw it. He can hang out. I'm not hanging up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On him. He's got to hang up on me. Okay. I cannot believe Summerfest kicks off on Thursday. It is officially Summerfest week in Milwaukee, 103.7 Kiss FM, which is why we're sending you to the sold-out Benson Boone show on July 3rd. And if you don't win these, we got another chance to go see the Lumineers at 8:40. So I got to pull up Sarah in Menominee Falls. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Hey, girl, good morning.
Hey, girl. Guess what? Yes. You're going to Summerfest.
Yes. Oh, my God. Crazy.
You are not only going, you're going to the sold-out Benson Boone show on July 3rd.
Oh, girl, this is so exciting.
I'm so happy for you. Do you know who are you going to take, Sarah? This is tough.
Actually, I have two daughters that I'm pretty sure are going to fight me for the ticket. So.
Oh, yeah. You know what's going to happen? You're going to have to give them the tickets. You're going to buy one single.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Because you can still find one random single ticket, right?
Well, they're like, what are we going to wear? I was like, right, I don't know. Oh, my gosh, crazy.
This is exciting. And Benson Boone, we joked about it last week when I had Jared from Summerfest on, the marketing director. He flips. He does all these cool things. It's going to be a really, really good show.
I mean, his outfit, who knows what he's going to wear. Yep. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
And he's easy on the eyes. Let's not lie.
Exactly. Allie, this is good news.
This is very good news. Sarah, you're fun. Oh, I hope I see you that night. I'm going to be out there.
I hope so, too. Well, I'll be in the single seat, so you let me know where
you're sitting. You and I can wave from our single seats. That's a struggle. Right? All right, Sarah, don't go anywhere. I have to get one more piece of info from you. Hold on, okay?
Thank you. You're so
welcome, girl. Hold on. She was fun. I love it. And on a Monday. So like I said, if you didn't win these, we're doing these every day this week after Am I the Jerk. Sold out Benson Boone show. I mean, one little random here and there, you might be able to find a seat. But for the most part, you're going to have trouble getting these tickets. It was so nice having DZ back on 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning and buenos dias. So DZ got to join us for What Would DZ Do? And Am I the Jerk? And we're going to try this every day. We're going to slowly ramp up. And if he's comfortable, fine. Because he's still in a lot of pain since his knee transplant. We decided we're going to start saying, because I love that. All right. So I wanted to share this with you guys because I think this is so cool. You know, I talk about mental health a lot. You know, I've talked about my own struggles over the years. I mean, I was just talking to our winner, Sarah, who won Benson Boone tickets. She was telling me off the air she's been listening for 20 years. She's been through it all with me. And I feel like I have definitely transformed in front of a lot of you over the years. Granted, I've been through stuff. You have to go through adversity. Sometimes going through crap is what makes you a better person, unfortunately, if you do it correctly. Some people go through stuff and they never change. But I've kind of gone through a lot with therapy, and I've talked about, you know, outpatient treatment when I was really struggling through my divorce and my kids were little, and it changed my life. Well, I want to shout out Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore, because of all the people I never thought. Remember when Jersey Shore started and we were like, this guy is the worst? And if you don't remember, it's fine. Go back and watch, because Snooki getting punched is what put that whole show on the map, let me tell you, and it blew up. We couldn't stand Mike. He was awful. The first couple seasons of Jersey Shore, he was a nightmare. And eventually he came out, said, I got clean. He went to jail. That was his rock bottom. And he talked about spending, I mean, $500,000 on drugs at one point. He's talked about it on Jersey Shore. I just saw a clip the other day. Well, he announced that he and his wife are now intervention certified. He's been sober for 10 years now. And you see it on the show. If you still watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation, this is why I wish DZ was here. This is like the one reality show I can get DZ to go off about. He loves Jersey Shore. So he would totally be into this. But he's been sober for 10 years now. So he and his wife are launching a center focused on mental health and substance use treatment. And it will open later this year in New Jersey. So now they're going to serve kids and adults. And I just think it's really cool that, you know, someone we never saw. I mean, think about the first season. You never would have thought the situation was going to run.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On a rehab center down the road and actually help save lives and help people with their mental health. Phenomenal. Like, that's the kind of transformation we love. Love to see that for him. So I just thought that was really cool and I wanted to share that with you guys because we need positive stories about mental health and transformation and people who are sober. We shouldn't be ripping on people when they get help. We should be proud of them. There should not be a stigma around addiction and mental health. It should not be that way. So I am done now. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Shout out to Mike the Situation for changing lives and really showing people that you can transform. You just got to put the work in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.